Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, decreasing clouds in the lower 40s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Tonight, clear skies, upper teens. Winds will be from the north at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, we'll have sunny skies in the upper 40s. Winds will be from the southwest between 5 and 10. For Tuesday night, mostly clear, low at 29. For Wednesday, we'll have sunny skies, high at 53. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 28.
Most insurance ads end at competitive rates, as if that's all that matters. At Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Green, of Hanover, and Marysville, that's just where we begin. When it comes to insuring your home, car, camper, or boat, we offer you personalized advice and service, along with a choice of companies to fit your needs. And yes, competitive rates too. When you need insurance, contact Blue Valley Insurance.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Monday. A federal judge in Wichita due to hear arguments about whether to allow victim impact statements from Somali immigrants at the sentencing hearing for three Kansas militia members convicted of plotting to bomb a mosque and an apartment complex in Garden City where the immigrants lived. Attorneys for Patrick Stein, Gavin Wright, and Curtis Allen say the immigrants aren't victims because no one was hurt. Prosecutors say the defendants are trying to depersonalize their crimes. The Kansas Republican Party getting a new chairman in February. State GOP Chairman Kelly Arnold has announced that he will not seek a fourth two-year term after serving 6 years as the Kansas Party's top official. The Republican State Committee will name his successor. Arnold began as chairman in 2013, and the GOP won all statewide and congressional races from 2010 through 2016. Mid-America Network News.
We live in a digital world. With the convenience of staying connected, it's critical to protect your digital identity. Here are some helpful tips from AARP Kansas and the AARP Fraud Watch Network. Use strong, unique passwords or passphrases for every site you visit. Never conduct sensitive financial or personal activities when connected to public Wi-Fi. And turn off your Bluetooth when you're not using it to keep your device secure. Learn more at aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork. Paid for by AARP.
Don't miss more ways to save on a new Bobcat compact track loader at White Star Machinery. Choose a cash rebate up to $10,000 or take advantage of 0% financing for 60 months with no payments for 90 days with approved credit. Put built tough, priced right Bobcat equipment to work and get peace of mind with our 2-year, $2,000 full warranty. Why wait? Start saving today. Check it out on our website, whitestarmachinery.com.
White Star, get the job done.
A 29-year-old Nebraska woman is dead after a single-vehicle weekend crash in Thomas County. The rollover accident happened around 10 o'clock Saturday night on I-70. The Kansas Highway Patrol says Courtney Romage was driving westbound on I-70 when she left the roadway to the left and entered the median. The vehicle then rolled an undetermined number of times, landing on the passenger side in the eastbound passing lane. Romage was ejected from the vehicle. Former Louisiana State and Oklahoma State head coach Les Miles is officially a Jayhawk. The director of athletics at KU, Jeff Long, made the announcement yesterday. KTV reports Miles will receive a 5-year contract that will pay him $2.75 million annually, with additional retention bonuses due in November of 2020 and 2022. And Kansas reporting that its unemployment rate remained at 3.3% in October for the third month in a row. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Adults, this winter, have yourself a grown-up snow day with winter tires from Michelin and build a snowman on a Tuesday. Between November 14th and December 14th, you can get a $70 reward card after submission with purchase of 4 new Michelin passenger or light truck tires.
For safe winter driving all season long, get a new set of Michelin tires from Mike's OK Tire in Marysville.
See MichelinMan.com/promo for details. Offer expires 12/14/2018. Void where prohibited.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Monday. A 29-year-old Nebraska woman is dead after a single vehicle weekend rollover crash in Thomas County in Kansas. That crash happened around 10 o'clock Saturday night on I-70. KWCH-TV reports that the Kansas Highway Patrol says Courtney Romage was driving westbound on I-70 when she left the roadway to the left and entered the median. Her vehicle then rolled an undetermined amount of times, landing on the passenger side in the eastbound passing lane. Romage was ejected and died from her injuries. A U.S. Department of Agriculture agency will be contacting farmers to gather year-end production and storage figures. The agency uses the data in administering programs such as the agricultural risk coverage and in disaster assistance program calculations. Survey responses are kept confidential. Mid-America Network News.
Every challenge is more easily beat with America's number one selling compact tractor brand. This is Leroy, the tractor man from Schmidt & Sons. Kubota subcompact tractors are easy to drive, gentle on turf, and powery enough to handle the wide range of yard and garden chores. Kubota tractors are made to tackle snow, grass, dirt, heavy hauls, and big lifts. Now you can take home our subcompact tractor with zero money down plus 1.99% financing for up to 84 months. Whether you are looking for something small for the garden or a large tractor for the farm, Kubota and Schmidt & Sons have the perfect fit. Tackle all kinds of jobs around your place with the highly versatile Kubota L-Series tractor. Right now, get a Kubota L-Series with a 6-year powertrain warranty plus 0% APR financing for up to 60 months and great customer instant rebates. Big or small, Kubota and Schmidt & Sons has it all. See Schmidt & Sons in Mount Hope or Winfield or find us on the web at schmittinc.com. Demo one today, now through December 31st, 2018 at Schmidt & Sons.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday and unanimously approved spending $41,000 from the Industrial Fund toward developing a strategic development plan being coordinated by the Chamber of Commerce. The Urban Planning Department at Kansas State University will assist with a set of studies to include a housing assessment, a master plan that will focus efforts on business retention and sustainability, potential property improvements, beautification, historical contributions, and community wellness. Jen Duffy with the Chamber of Commerce advised the council that market value of such a project would be $185,000. Designation by K-State as a master community project makes the package available at a considerable discount. Community members, business, and civic leaders will all be engaged as work moves forward in developing a comprehensive plan that will then guide decision makers as to a series of annual projects to accomplish long-term goals. In a related decision, council voted to contribute $1,000 toward the Marshall County Partnership for Growth to fund economic development. That motion passed on a 7-1 vote, with a future consideration to increase the contribution to $3,000. Todd Fry voted no, indicating his preference to fund the $3,000 at this time, citing other smaller Marshall County communities that have contributed $1,000 annually for the past several years. City Council heard a brief summary report on findings from a First Impressions group through K-State Research and Extension that highlighted many positives. Among concerns were available affordable housing, empty downtown storefronts, and whether the community main street was Broadway or Center Street. A building incentive ordinance was finalized and approved that would offer $2,500 toward demolition and up to $5,000 toward demolition and reconstruction on projects valued over $35,000 in the city subdivisions of Palmetto, Marysville Proper, and Morrill. The effort is to better utilize and promote redevelopment of those older areas of the community that are served by city services and could generate increased tax revenue if developed. No decision was reached regarding a proposed offer of $5,000 annually from U.S. Cellular for construction of a 50-foot cell tower on city-owned property near Feldhausen Field. A number of residents and some council members have voiced concern with potential health effects of a tower within residential areas. The city administrator and attorney advised against adopting a broad ban on cell towers within city limits, citing potential conflict with federal regulations. The matter will be carried forward. Marysville USD 364 School Board met Wednesday and raised the rate of substitute paraprofessional pay from $7.25 to $9 per hour. The board met in an executive session to discuss negotiations and personnel issues. At the recommendation of the administration, it was consensus of the board that graduation will be held inside the new activity center going forward. Renovations to the metals building and agriculture education complex were again discussed. A work session is planned November 28th to consider fundraisers, including the Education Foundation, and participation at state and national competitions. A Marysville man was injured and life-flighted to a Lincoln hospital as a result of an accident Tuesday on U.S. Highway 36 east of Marysville near the Pizza Hut. Eyewitness accounts indicate the delivery truck he was driving crossed oncoming traffic and went into an adjacent ditch, striking a tree. No other vehicles were involved. Cause of the accident remains under investigation. The identity and status of the injured man have not been released. Two house fires were reported in Seneca Tuesday. Two residents escaped safely, but their home at 606 Walnut was totaled in the fire early afternoon, which was apparently started by a waterbed heater malfunction. The two were transported to Nebraska Valley Community Hospital, treated for smoke inhalation, and later released. Another call in Seneca came out Tuesday evening around 9:20 at 314 South 6th Street. No one was at home at the time. The fire was discovered by a neighbor. No cause was determined. Significant damage, but not a total of a house, was reported. A 32-year-old Marysville man, Nathan L. Locke, was killed Friday afternoon in a motorcycle accident south of Frankfort. Locke was southbound on K-99, apparently went left of center, and sideswiped an oncoming vehicle driven by Catherine L. Gregerson, age 21, of Herman, Nebraska. She went into the East Ditch, 22nd Road. A third vehicle, also northbound, driven by Laura C. Edelman, age 20, of Sabetha, struck the motorcycle after the driver was thrown, and the motorcycle wound up in the opposite ditch. Gregerson and Edelman were not injured. Again, the fatality 5 miles south of Frankfort Friday afternoon was the motorcycle driver, Nathan L. Locke, of Marysville. Robert L. Rob Pinnick, age 61, of Blue Rapids, passed away Friday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at the Berean Church in Marysville. Burial on the family property next to the Prospect Hill Cemetery north of Blue Rapids. Terry Christie Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Rob Pinnick. Harold E. Slifer, age 91, of Frankfort, passed away November 16th. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort. Burial in the Antioch Cemetery near Frankfort. Padden Funeral Chapel in charge of arrangements for Harold Slifer. Fred Mann, age 89, of Waterville, passed away Sunday. Funeral arrangements pending with the Terry Christie Funeral Home in charge for Fred Mann. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, smothered steak, mashed potato, wheat bread, tomato and zucchini, and pears. Tomorrow, turkey, mashed potato, wheat roll, green bean casserole, cranberry salad, and pumpkin dessert. Check out the school and community calendar, American Red Cross Bloodmobile at the Marysville American Legion today from noon until 6. Marysville Junior High Girls Basketball will host Chapman this afternoon. KNDY News Time 7:17.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. You can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Well, looking at the surface map, not a whole lot going on across the central and upper parts of the Midwest. It looks like we have a cold front that will move through. Definitely not going to do anything for us. It's going to be more of a dry cold front. But it looks like this week, especially for Thanksgiving week, we're traveling great weather across the central and upper parts of the Midwest. We're going to see dry weather and definitely going to see some warmer temperatures as we head through the week. So looking at the forecast for today, sunny skies, lower 40s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20. Tonight, mostly clear, upper teens. Winds will be from the north at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, we'll have sunny skies in the upper 40s. For Tuesday night, mostly clear, low at 29. As until Wednesday, we'll continue with sunny skies. We'll see highs right around 53. Wednesday night, mostly clear, low at 34. Thursday for Thanksgiving, we're going to see sunny skies, warmer temperatures, highs in the mid-50s. And that's a look at your forecast from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-November 53, record high on this date 79 in 1976. The average low 32 and the record low was 7 degrees in 2014. Sunset this evening 5:06, sunrise in the morning at 7:11. 26 degrees in Marysville this morning. Winds are light, favoring the southeast. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 19th of November. KNDY News Time, 7:19. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
The Bears wrap up the Sunday schedule with a Viking beatdown. The Steelers win at the gun, and LeBron goes south with 50. Hi, everybody. Todd Ant reporting on sports. In Chicago, Kirk Cousins and the Vikings ran into a bear trap.
Intercepted. There goes Eddie Jackson to the 10. 5. Touchdown. Pick 6.
On WBBM, Chicago wins 25-20. 8 seconds left in Jacksonville and a game winner for Big Ben.
Ben gets the snap. He looks. He runs. He dives.
He's in.
Ben has a touchdown.
On WDVE, 6 straight wins for the Steelers and a 2016 victory over the Jags. And hard times for the defending champs.
Hand off Ingram up the middle, lunging towards the goal line. Touchdown, Mark Ingram.
On WWL, the Saints crush the Eagles 48-7. Philadelphia drops to 4-6. And LeBron James showing off his talents in South Beach.
LeBron, 30-footer.
Oh.
51 for LeBron.
On KSPN, Lakers 113, Miami 97. NBA, the Warriors in a skid without Steph Curry, losing their third straight game in 5 of 7, falling to the Spurs 104-92.
This is the toughest stretch we've been in. And so now we're faced with real adversity.
Golden State head coach Steve Kerr and Damian Lillard on target against the Wizards.
Lillard for to shoot. A long three-pointer is in! Oh, he hit that one from Hillsborough!
On KPOJ, 40 points for Lillard. Blazers snap a two-game skid, 119-109. Back to the NFL, the Texans won their 7th in a row, topping the Redskins.
Smith looking, firing to the end zone, and it's intercepted. Brought out by Reed, and he takes it right side across the 50. No one's going to get him. A pick 6.
On KILT, Houston won 23-21, and it got worse for Washington. Quarterback Alex Smith will miss the rest of the season after breaking both bones in his lower right leg. In NASCAR, Joey Logano won the season finale at Homestead Miami Speedway Sunday to capture his first cup championship. Todd Ant.
Friday night substate football scores, 8-man division 2. Hanover defeated Axtell 60-14. Osborne shut out Knighton 46-0. Hanover meets Osborne at Newton for an 11 a.m. state championship Saturday. 8-man Division 1, Solomon took Canton Galva 28-12. St. Francis met Central Plains Saturday. Class 1A Olpe defeats St. Mary's Colgan 14-0. Smith Center over Plainville 49-7. Class 2A Riley County passed Humboldt 46-16. Phillipsburg held off Hoisington 31-14. Class 3A Sabetha shuts out Galena 21-0. Pratt over Andale 21-19. Kansas State in the Paradise Jam Championship, 6:30 tip-off tonight, 5:30 pregame coverage, live on AM 1570 FM, 94.1.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell called passing a farm bill a top priority for the lame duck, but the conference committee must first come to an agreement. Senate Ag Committee Chairman Pat Roberts was hopeful for an agreement yesterday, but said House Ag Committee Chair Mike Conaway refused to come to an agreement, blaming the delay on the Texas Republican. Now, Conaway called Roberts' comments finger-pointing. That would not help bring about a deal. Roberts noted that Conaway was holding out to sign the conference report because he has concerns with at least 6 titles of the bill, including commodity, nutrition, and conservation. Roberts said the conference committee leadership is very troubled by the fact that we have an agreement among 3 but can't get a 4th one. Conaway said he has some things he hasn't agreed to, but adds so does Roberts and ranking member Debbie Stabenow, as well as ranking member Colin Peterson. Conaway concluded, pick your poison and to who you think is standing in the way. Well, farm income and credit conditions continued to deteriorate in the third quarter of 2018. That, according to a Federal Reserve Bank survey. The 10th District Survey of Ag Credit Conditions shows more than half of bankers reported lower farm income compared to a year ago, and the decline in farm income was the sharpest in states with higher concentrations in corn and soybeans. The district includes 7 Midwest and Plains states in the Western Corn Belt. The survey found prices for most major commodities remained lower than a year ago amid elevated supply expectations and ongoing trade disruptions. The prolonged period of depressed farm income has placed more pressure on borrower balance sheets. And according to bankers across the region, many crop producers in 2018 had a modest deterioration in working capital. Now, for the fifth straight year, a majority of bankers reported having borrowers with some depletion in short-term operating funds. And stress on farm finances also contributed to an increase in the expected sale of mid- to long-term assets in 2018. Reliable and relevant for AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. American drivers have driven another billion miles, totaling 6 billion now, on E15, a fuel with 15% biofuel that's approved for all 2001 and newer vehicles. Growth Energy Vice President of Market Development Mike O'Brien says that milestone shows proof consumers want E15.
Consumers have driven more than 6 billion miles on E15, and what that demonstrates is that consumers are finding that it's a smart choice for their engine performance. Cleans up the air a little bit, as well as they can frequently find it at a better value than other grades of fuel. And so they just keep coming back and they keep buying more and the miles keep going up.
That milestone comes as President Trump recently vowed to move forward with plans to make E15 available year-round throughout the United States. O'Brien says allowing year-round sales of E15 blends allows for consumers to enjoy the fuel more.
This 6 billion miles is proof that consumers want the product. And they want to be able to use it regardless of the time of year. And so receiving that RVP relief for the product in the summertime will just aid with consumer adoption of the product as we go forward.
And he says E15 is a win for farmers suffering through a depressed economy.
Looking at long-term projections, we see the number of sites continue to grow that offer E15. The sites that offer E15 are very high volume sites across the United States in terms of gasoline, and we've seen the number of sites quadruple over the last several years, and so we anticipate that growth rate to continue, and especially when RVP is eliminated. So that means more demand for ethanol and more demand for the corn grown in the United States as well.
O'Brien says E15 is becoming easier to find as well. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Every challenge is more easily beat with America's number one selling compact tractor brand. This is Leroy, the tractor man from Schmidt & Sons. Kubota subcompact tractors are easy to drive, gentle on turf, and powery enough to handle the wide range of yard and garden chores. Kubota tractors are made to tackle snow, grass, dirt, heavy hauls, and big lifts. Now you can take home our subcompact tractor with zero money down plus 1.99% financing for up to 84 months. Whether you are looking for something small for the garden or a large tractor for the farm, Kubota and Schmidt & Sons have the perfect fit. Tackle all kinds of jobs around your place with the highly versatile Kubota L-Series tractor. Right now, get a Kubota L-Series with a 6-year powertrain warranty plus 0% APR financing for up to 60 months and great customer instant rebates. Big or small, Kubota and Schmidt & Sons has it all. See Schmidt & Sons in Mount Hope or Winfield or find us on the web at schmittinc.com. Demo one today, now through December 31st, 2018 at Schmidt & Sons.
Time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It's agriculture, of course. The state of Iowa is once again playing a big role in how Washington, D.C. deals with agriculture. More about that after this.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
The state of Iowa has long played a key role in how Washington, D.C. deals with agriculture. Under President Obama, Iowan Tom Vilsack was the Secretary of Agriculture, and now Bill Northey, the former Secretary of Agriculture for the state of Iowa, is serving as the Under Secretary for Farm Production and Conservation in the USDA. Mr. Northey says being in D.C. full-time is different, to be sure.
You know, it's been a little adjustment. Now,
It's great. You got a little traffic getting into work, but once you're there, you're surrounded by farm folks doing ag stuff, and it feels like home. It could be anywhere. I'm very happy with that. But it's a little bit of a justice. It's my first time living outside the state of Iowa for any length of time at all. So, yeah.
He has plenty of work to do. Now that the midterms are over, we still don't have a farm bill, and the Congress still has to approve the new NAFTA. What does he think will happen?
You know, I don't know on the trade agreement side. I really do believe that there's some momentum to be able to get a farm bill done this year. I think there's great interest. You see likely new chairman of the House Ag Committee, Colin Peterson, say he's interested in a farm bill this year. He said it before the election. He's saying it now as well. I think there's a lot of reasons. They've done a lot of heavy lifting. I think they know where they need to go, even if they haven't gone there yet on adjusting some of the expectations of the folks in both chambers as they pass their bill. And I think there is also a risk that if we go another year, start back over, it doesn't mean the next farm bill would be, or a farm bill next year would be easy to write. May not have as much money either, depending on what budget impacts are down the road. So I think there's a lot of motivation to get it done, but there's a lot of things to do yet.
One of the bargaining chips most frequently mentioned is crop insurance, and we keep hearing that crop insurance has to be part of that bill.
I do, too. Chairman Roberts has said that from the very beginning. In my confirmation hearings, it was, I have three questions. Your answer is yes, and it was all about support for crop insurance. And that really was very much the same in both sides. That's probably the least controversial piece of the farm bill, while there are some controversies in some of the other pieces.
Perhaps the biggest piece among those is SNAP, the food nutrition programs. More about that tomorrow. Back after this.
Hey farmers, it's Jen at Alliance Insurance. I know it's a busy time of the year, but don't forget to add ingestion on your combines and headers. Do you have all your equipment and big trucks insured? Come by and see me or give me a call. Jen at Alliance Insurance, 785-562-2393.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
7:31 from KNDY, 26 degrees in Marysville this morning, highs in the middle 40s on tap with sunshine today, and a gradual warm-up for Thanksgiving Thursday this week.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Skylar Thompson returned from a concussion to throw for 213 yards and a touchdown. Blake Lynch hit four field goals. Alex Barnes added 136 yards rushing for the Wildcats, and they topped the Red Raiders for the seventh time in their last eight meetings. It was K-State by a margin of 21-6 over Texas Tech in the Wildcats' final home game of the season on Saturday. The Wildcats will visit Iowa State this Saturday in their final regular season game. Not such good news for the Jayhawks on Saturday as number 6 Oklahoma beat Kansas. Kyler Murray accounted for two of his five touchdowns in the fourth quarter to help number 6 Oklahoma survive Kansas freshman running back Puka Williams Jr.'s big game in a 55-40 victory Saturday night. Williams rushed for a career-high 252 yards. Mid-America Network Sports.
Don't miss more ways to save on a new Bobcat compact track loader at White Star Machinery. Choose a cash rebate up to $10,000 or take advantage of 0% financing for 60 months with no payments for 90 days with approved credit. Put built tough, priced right Bobcat equipment to work and get peace of mind with our 2-year, 2,000-hour full warranty. Why wait? Start saving today. Check it out on our website, whitestarmachinery.com.
White Star, get the job done.
At Starseed, we're dedicated to providing our customers premium quality products and the sudden service they deserve. We've offered a diverse lineup of high-yielding seed for decades. We pride ourselves on flexibility, promptness, and superior products. Starseed is the one stop for all of your seed needs. Don't forget to ask about our custom blend packages. Call Starseed today at 800-782-7311 or visit our website at gostarseed.com.
It's official. Les Miles coming to Kansas. He's been formally announced as the new head football coach for the Kansas Jayhawks. The announcement came yesterday, just days after Miles and LSU agreed to a $1.5 million settlement that relieves the university of paying its former coach an additional $5 million through 2023. KU's director of athletics, Jeff Long, made the announcement yesterday, and Cake TV reports Miles will receive a five-year contract that will pay him $2.75 million annually, with additional retention bonuses due in November of 2020 and 2022. Possibly the biggest night of boxing that Kansas has ever seen took place in Mulvane on Saturday night, as Nico Hernandez, now 6-0 with four knockouts, won his bout with southpaw Josu Morales. Olympic bronze medalist Hernandez won the fight with a unanimous decision in the eighth round. Mid-America Network Sports.
Turnovers and penalties plagued the Axel Eagles as Hanover moves on to their fifth consecutive title game, winning 60-14. Hanover scored on all five of their first half possessions to take a 38-8 lead into the locker room. Axel rebounded in the third quarter on their first possession by scoring, and then Hanover scored three more times in the second half, including a 58-yard pick six by Thomas Atkins. Hanover then got the ball back after an Axel turnover on downs. They drove down the field. They did fumble in the end zone. However, it was recovered by Jonah Weber to get the fumble recovery and the touchdown to put the ball game away. They won it by a score of 60-14. So Hanover will play for their fifth consecutive state title, looking for three wins in a row. They will take on Osborne, who defeated Dighton 46-0. So next week, it's Hanover and Osborne for the eight-man Division II title ball game. For the Kansas Scoreboard Show,
Friday night substate football scores, eight-man Division II. Hanover defeated Axtell 60-14. Osborne shut out Dighton 46-0. Hanover meets Osborne at Newton for an 11 a.m. state championship Saturday. Eight-man Division I, Solomon took Canton Galva 28-12. St. Francis met Central Plains Saturday. Class 1A Olpe defeats St. Mary's Colgan 14-0. Smith Center over Plainville 49-7. Class 2A Riley County passed Humboldt 46-16. Phillipsburg held off Hoisington 31-14. Class 3A Sabetha shuts out Galena 21-0. Pratt over Andale 21-19. Kansas State in the Paradise Jam Championship, 6:30 tip-off tonight, 5:30 pregame coverage, live on AM 1570 FM, 94.1.
Earth-shaking may not be overstating the impact of a new discovery in crop research. We have the details on the Old Farmer's Almanac radio report.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-312-9995. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-312-9995. That's 1-800-312-9995. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-312-9995.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, November 19th, the 323rd day of the year. Hollywood A-listers Jodie Foster and Meg Ryan share a birthday, and Abraham Lincoln delivered his Gettysburg Address on this day 155 years ago. The production of synthetic nitrogen is attributed to a doubling of crop yields in the past century, but its introduction has also had far-reaching effects to our environment, impacting waterways, fish populations, and even greenhouse gases. But the recent discovery in southern Mexico of an ancient corn species that creates its own nitrogen is being called the Holy Grail of agriculture. If the nitrogen-fixing trait can be introduced to modern corn hybrids, and researchers believe it can, a planet-friendly revolution in agriculture may be on the horizon. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
KNDY.
I don't give a damn what you're smoking. I still wanna taste your lips. We can stay as long as you wanna, as long as I'm the one you're leaving with. And I know I've told you before, but baby, I'm feeling it. And I tell you a million times more, till you're tired of hearing it. So why don't you try me? I will burn you like a cigarette. When you light me, I'll be the whiskey going to your head on a Friday. Or I'll be that high you can't lose, and you won't want to more than like me. You're out there telling all your friends that you like me, but you won't give in. You just keep fighting like love is something bad to do. I know I'd be good for you. You're self-destructing, not trusting each other, won't work with me. Cause I'm not a who you've been with, pretending I'm somebody I'm not gonna be. So why don't you try me? I will burn you like a cigarette. When you light me, I'll be the whiskey going to your head on a Friday. Well, I'll be that high you can't lose, and you won't want to more than like me. You're out there telling all your friends that you like me, but you won't give in. You just keep fighting like love is something bad to do. I know I'm a good for you. So why don't you try me? I'm burning like a cigarette when you light me. Be the whiskey going to your head on a Friday. Well, I'll be that high you can't lose. Oh, I'm more than lucky. You're out there telling all your friends that you like me, but you won't give in. You just keep fighting like love.